In this episode of the Nicholas Snow Show, I spotlight Desert AIDS Project's Everyday Heroes, Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp, volunteers.
The Nicholas Snow Show begins right now.
On World AIDS Day, December 1st, 2015, Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, honored a collection of people they call Everyday Heroes. I have taken the liberty of breaking down the whole evening's celebration into four podcasts so each honoree could have their own podcast about them and their contributions to share with friends and family. Honored that night, Bella DeBall, hostess and social ambassador, Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp, volunteers, Margie Lobley, volunteer, and yours truly, yes, me, Nicholas Snow, and they trumpet me as an activist, author, and journalist. The special entertainment for the night was the lovely Nita Whitaker, and I've got music from her as well. Up next, Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp.
The snowstorm continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
For the complete menu and holiday specials, visit lulupalmsprings.com. And for contest information, find and like Lulu California Bistro on Facebook. Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. And I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist, and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
In this episode of the Nicholas Snow Show, I spotlight Desert AIDS Project's Everyday Heroes, Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp, volunteers.
The incomparable Nita Whitaker.
People of all nations, There's nothing ordinary in the living of each day. There's a special part every one of us will play. Feel the flame forever burn, teaching lessons we must learn to bring us closer to the power of the dream. As the world gives us space, stand apart from all the rest. It is the power of the dream that brings us here. Fate is all your own creation. And every boy and girl, as they come into this world, they bring the gift of hope and inspiration. Build a flame forever burn, teaching lessons we must learn to bring us closer to the power.
Next, Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp.
The snowstorm continues after this.
I'm Nicholas Snow. When news got out that restaurant guru Willie Rhine and legendary Hollywood photographer John Pascal were combining forces to open 849 Restaurant and Lounge, the media buzz was instant and hasn't stopped since. Since opening September 1st, 2015, 849 has been bestowed consecutive Diner's Choice Awards by users of OpenTable and named Best Restaurant on Outlook Magazine's Ultimate Pride List and Best New Restaurant in the Desert Sun's Best of the Valley competition. The Hollywood Reporter calls 849 one of the hottest restaurants to sample, as does LA Eater. New York-based InsideHook.com gives 849 a big shout-out in their JetBlue Palm Springs travel advisory. Hollywood Highlight magazine has bestowed 849 with 5 stars, calling it a delightful, delicious, guilty pleasure in the desert. And television host Ross Matthews tells The Desert Sun 849 is among his favorite restaurants in Palm Springs. Variety magazine adds, with 300 seats, an indoor-outdoor patio, and 8,000 square feet, 849 offers space to party in the Uptown Design District. There's all-day happy hour, lounging with a view, and upscale dining. Find all this media coverage and more at 849.com. That's 8 spelled out, the number 4, and 9 spelled out, 849.com. Find the restaurant itself at 849 North Palm Canyon Drive in beautiful Palm Springs, California. Reservations are available at 849.com or give them a call at 760-325-8490. Tell them Nicholas Snow sent you. Up next, Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp.
Please welcome Desert Aids Project Chief Development Officer, Mr. Daryl Tucci.
Good evening. Time and time again tonight, we've heard about how powerful it is when one person, one hero, decides to make a difference. Well, imagine when that power is doubled, thanks to the long-time loving bond between two partners, each striving towards the same humanitarian goals. Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp form one such couple. They're like the real-life Batman and Robin, or more likely, Thor and Captain America, Superman and Iron Man. I mean, come on, these guys have guns. We'll see you in a few minutes if you don't know them. Anyway, you get my drift. The more important thing is, they're ours. The Jervis Crisp list of charitable achievements is a long one indeed. Perhaps most famously, their annual Booze and Nuts party, which started as a simple get-together for hundreds of their closest friends in their Palm Springs home, morphed into a generous fundraiser when this dynamic duo decided to charge at the door and put their social skills to good use, benefiting worthy causes such as HIV and AIDS and anti-bullying. Where DAP is concerned, Kenny and Michael co-chaired the Midsummer Dance Party for many years and hosted the dinner at my place opening night party at their home 3 years ago. Both of these happenings were fundraisers for our organization. Through Share Nightclub in Las Vegas, which they owned from November 2011 till September 2015, Kenny and Michael were involved in a multitude of special events that benefited HRC, Golden Rainbow, The Trevor Project, Aid for AIDS of Nevada, Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, and Gay Pride of Southern Nevada. Let's see these guys in action on the screen.
One of my favorite heroes is my partner Michael, who's taught me so much about perseverance and strength, and always been there when we go and get stuff, when I get tired from doing the work I do in the world, and he's a great one to lean on. The work that DAP does is so important because it has an organization of people that truly care. They really truly put their clients that come in the door that need that help ahead of everything else. I don't know that I consider myself a hero. My motivations came in life very young from watching the AIDS epidemic begin. That is what created my need to help the community of people around me. And the work's not done. You gotta keep doing it, people. It's just what we do.
Please welcome the everyday hero, double whammy, of Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp.
Thank you.
foremost, thank you Desert AIDS Project and its entire staff for all you do, day in and day out. It's always a pleasure collaborating with each of you and your hard work and dedication to the cause that inspires us all. I'm the prior to seeing that word. My journey in understanding and dealing with AIDS crisis began in 1982. The term AIDS was being used to label a disease that was taking the lives of so many. As a young man in my early 20s, I was hit head on. With learning about loss in the burying of 19 of my closest friends before I was 30. One of my best friends during those years was a gentleman named Jimmy, who was the boyfriend of the interior designer Steve Chase. Spending time with Jimmy and Steve changed my viewpoint of what opportunities were present in the world. A much different viewpoint than of an individual born and raised in a small East Los Angeles town. I was able to see what opportunities were abundant through hard work and perseverance. I truly learned from Steve and my mother, Pinky Jervis, is in the house, what truly having a generous heart meant. I learned quickly that this virus does not discriminate regardless of socio or economic status. The crisis also taught me a very important lesson that each and every one of us can make a difference in the lives of one or many. It's our choice. I had friends disowned by their parents. I remember one father calling my friend's mother in a hospital room and in front of me, hearing the conversation, telling telling the mother, let the queer die and you come home. I realized early on that friends were sick and in need of medications, rent money, car payment money, money to eat, and most of all love, as this terrible disease was taking its toll. I needed to get busy. In those early years, a fire was burning inside me to work, make as much money as possible to help my sick friends in any way possible. Sometimes that meant paying for expenses. Sometimes it was just providing companionship, love, friendship, compassion. Fast forward, and here we are 30 years later. Thankfully, great strides have been made and will continue to be made. And when it comes to the war on AIDS, medication and treatments are allowing HIV-infected individuals to live healthy and long lives. I did pretty good on that.
You did.
World AIDS Day. For me, a day of reflections on the past and hope for the future. In October 1996, my then boyfriend Jeffrey and I flew to Washington, D.C. for the week. We were to spend the week as volunteers for the NAMES project. The entire AIDS memorial quilt would be on display at the National Mall. We knew this would be the last time, excuse me, all of the panels would be on display at once. My job for the week was that of a volunteer, and I was to assist in unfolding the quilt each morning, and then assist in folding the quilt at the end of each day. I spent the day, each day that we were there, reading the panels. In 5 days, I cried as if I hadn't cried never before in my life, reading each and every panel, talking to the family and friends whose loved ones' lives were represented in these 3-foot by 6-foot panels. Imagining the life that was cut short, the life that could have been for each of these individuals who had died from AIDS. I literally stood before each and every panel over those 5 days and read each and every one of them. Yeah. What an incredible experience. It was very sad. Very sad, but as sad as I was very angry. I've never forgotten the emotional impact that week had on my life. It was a week that changed my life forever. I knew then that I had to get involved, and I did. That was nearly 20 years ago. As of 2013, AIDS has killed more than 36 million people worldwide. An estimated 35.3 million people are living with HIV. Despite recent improved access to antiretroviral treatment in many regions of the world, the AIDS epidemic claims an estimated 2 million lives each year, of which 270,000 are children. These numbers are staggering. Since 2012, the theme for World AIDS Day is getting to zero. Zero new infections, zero AIDS-related deaths, zero discrimination. This is a tremendous. This is a tremendous goal indeed. In order to get closer to obtaining this goal, we must continue to concentrate on educating young people. The youth of today have not experienced nor seen what the pandemic created and the loss of so many of our friends and loved ones. Kenny and I love Palm Springs. There is such a sense of community. We feel like we live in this wonderful little gay village where people truly, truly care for one another. We need to continue to take care of those in our community who need our assistance. There are so many that require a doctor's care, medications, housing, and food on their tables. We need to help as much and as often as possible. We all can do more. Kenny and I would like to thank Desert AIDS Project for honoring us this year as everyday heroes. We are humbled. We truly believe that all of you associated with DAP are the real heroes. We'd also like to congratulate the other honorees, Bella Duvall, Marjorie Lobney, and Nicholas Snow. Thank you. Before I go, I have a little surprise for Kenny. Or should I say, someone has a big surprise for him. Could our VIP mystery guest please come to the stage? Just a simple, gorgeous sister in the house.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening, since I assume most of you have seen Kenny in full hair and makeup. I'm guessing you know immediately that I'm his sister. I'm Jackie, Kenny's older sister, and I couldn't be more excited to be here to honor him and Michael. Although some may consider Kenny at his finest as a geisha girl, or maybe in full Adele drag, hello. What we know about both him and Michael is that their muscles can make this a bit tough to pull off at times. But one of Kenny's muscles has always been huge. No, not that one. I'm talking about his heart. His heart has always been enormous. And ever since he's moved into what we affectionately call 520, his Camino Calidad commune, or his ultimate Barbie dream home, which is always better than mine, I can't help but notice that just as his biceps and pecs have blown up, thanks to Michael, his heart muscle has gotten even bigger too. Something I didn't think was possible with my brother. Because all of my life, people have been drawn to Kenny. Not just because of his humor, although few people can make me laugh more, or because of how great he can look in 4-inch stilettos. He's been practicing in mine for 40 plus years. Or that he can lighten up a dance floor better than Beyonce on crack. It's because at the end of the day, Kenny is always there to notice and to give attention to almost everyone, especially the ones that so many others miss. He's never missed me. more than anyone in my life, and I have some really great friends and family, it has always been Kenny who, at the end of the day, has been there to pick me up when I'm at my lowest and to make me laugh when I'm at my highest. For those reasons, and so many more, if I had the time to tell you, he's always been my hero. It's no surprise to me that he and Michael are now your heroes too. Because they're not only everyday heroes, they're everybody heroes. I'm so happy to see all of you discover the goodness in my beloved brother that I've been so blessed to be close to for all 29 years of my life. I love you, Kenny and Michael, and I couldn't be prouder to be your sister. Thank you.
Nita Whitaker sings The Greatest Love of All after this.
The snowstorm continues after this.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revivals store near you.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
The incredible Nita Whitaker.
I'm here, girl.
Can we hold the track just a sec? Thank you. I just couldn't sing again without saying something about the heart that I feel in this room. We see so much ugliness and negativity thrown at us from the news. And this room and all of you who are being celebrated tonight show us what good yes. kindness look like.
Yes.
What being helpful and reaching out a hand and having acts of kindness looks like. You inspire me, inspire all of us to do better, to do more, to reach higher, to give more, to be better people in the world. Thank you for your example. Living back in Louisiana, and we had what they didn't know what to call it, and we lost a first patient, and they didn't know what to call it. Now we know what to call it. I remember being at that bedside, and so as I hear all the things that you're doing, and see all the ways that you're reaching out and reaching in and reaching above. Thank you. I just had to say that. And I just hope that this organization lives forever and that we'll keep doing, you will keep doing the good work, and I need to do more. We all need to do more. God bless you all. But the music that we call real country, this is the essence of everything that we have to love ourselves before we can love anyone else. And the words of that are immortalized in this wonderful, wonderful song. I hope you all enjoy.
Love you.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Terrified, searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. Never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Sir Daryl Tucci.
On behalf of the 2,600 people we serve at Desert AIDS Project, thank you for joining us this evening as we mark World AIDS Day. Please join me in giving another round of applause for all of our everyday heroes. and for our fabulous Nita Whitaker. Before closing, we'd also like to give a special thank you to all of our sponsors who made this evening possible by underwriting the majority of the expenses. Our major sponsors, Lulu California Bistro, Momentous Events, and our hosts, the Camelot Theaters. Our headliner sponsor, Contour Dermatology. Event sponsors, Steve Tobin and the Grace Helen Spearman Foundation, The Desert Sun, Cool, Sanctuary Palm Springs, Signature Party Rentals, and Trick Dog Films. And our award sponsors, Ernie Santora of First Community Insurance, Mike Williams of Canyon Pacific Insurance, and Dave Morgan of Reaction Productions. And last, but certainly not least, our presenting sponsor for the second consecutive year, Jeffrey Walter and the Nest Egg Group. Lastly, a special thank you to my colleagues at Desert AIDS Project who organized this evening, J.P. Allen, Hudson Alling, Kelly Coe, Alexis Ortega, Beth Newton, George Nacy Sinatra, and Barry Dayton, award show writer Daniel Valancourt, and all-volunteer show producer Frank Goldstein of Momentous Events. As you all leave this evening, we invite you to take a moment to think about the contributions our everyday heroes have made and continue to make. We hope it will spark many others to follow in their footsteps. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you for being here.
We are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google Plus, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.